Episode 75, Snake Boy's Day Off. Alright, so, welcome guys to another Order and Chaos discussion. Today we will be talking about the new update that Gameloft announced and speculating on everything that they talked about and when it'll be released. And I'm joined by a new guest star today, but he may not sound that new since he's yet another Australian guest star, so...
G'day, my name's the Mighty Snake Boy. You can just call me Snake. How you doing tonight? That's great. Hello, it's Snake. What? Continue.
He has multiple personalities, I guess.
Keep it under wraps.
And Snake Boy also has a pretty popular YouTube channel, so you can check him out. It's youtube.com/TheMightySnakeBoy. So, check him out and subscribe.
Alright, so, well, first, we're talking about update that Gameloft released on the forums.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
I'm on the forum right now.
Looking at it. Okay.
Want me to read off the lore? Let's try to decipher it.
Alrighty.
So, the first dungeon that they announced for level 70s, and it's also normal mode for like level 62 or something, is called Metal Ziggurat. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that wrong. How do you pronounce it?
That sounds right. I say Metal Ziggurat too, so...
Okay. So it says, Metal Ziggurat is a part of Kallen's ruins spread miles long in the vast Underrealm. When Forlorn moved into this region, they dig tunnels to place their new homes. It's the tradition of Forlorn to dig caves, and tunnels is a useful help for them to avoid the invading and pursue of dark elves, their powerful, threatening enemies. I mean, you have to give them credit. They really tried here. Like, they probably only used Google Translate for 3/4 of that, but...
Yeah, you know, you gotta give them props. I mean, they dig tunnels to place their new homes. That's just...
Yeah.
That's great.
That's some great English, so...
I know.
Thumbs up, Gameloft. The next part says, when Forlorn dug the tunnel into a existing cave, they found the ziggurat lying before them. In the big building are countless mechanical creatures awaking and ready to wash the land into chaos.
My God.
How do you
so cheesy.
I don't know how you wash a land into chaos.
It's all the stuff they use in those big headed MMO trailers and the stories and such.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just trying to make it like the 2012 movie.
I think they watched, like, a WoW trailer, and then they described the trailer in their best English they could do.
This is what I find really funny about the lore. So I know you haven't finished it yet, but how they say, like, they say it's such a big deal and things, and when you go into the dungeon, it's so freaking easy. Like, they even stated in the forum post that they are resetting the dungeon difficulty levels, so, you know, it's... basically going to be like RKL, and, you know, 5-minute dungeon for low levels of this, it's like, yeah, it's going to be real difficult. Oh, man, I'm so scared.
So the last sentence says, now the Metal Ziggurat is a dangerous location full of aggressive mechanical creatures preparing to tear any bear invaders into parts. Does that mean, like, bare naked invaders? I don't know what else that means.
Yeah, naked.
Okay.
Naked. You know what, I should probably run there naked and see if they pick me up or whatever. I don't know. But that screenshot doesn't really make you think it's like, you know, a big, hard dungeon. You only see this one guy who seems to be trapped in a triangular jelly shape, so...
Yeah, pyramid.
Now it looks like jelly to me.
Doesn't look like he's going to come out of there anytime soon.
He's probably just taking a dip.
Yeah. This dungeon is supposedly located in the Table Tarland place.
Yeah. Not trying to place my videos into this, but in my update predictions video, I found the place right at the end. Like, it's on the map, you can see, but I don't think many people went there. But I went there and I saw, like, you know, the two mechanical guys standing side by side this big opening, which I thought, something's up. There's probably going to be a portal there or whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was already a nick there, so it's like, yeah, this is a dungeon. You can see it.
Yeah, and it's like at the very bottom of the map, so you're going to have to walk a long way.
Well, that's what mounts are for.
Yeah.
We all got lazy.
And also, vacuum cleaners that you can use to fly.
Oh, I still use my old broomstick.
Good.
Yeah.
Proud of you. You're a true Gryffindor.
I want to be Slytherin.
Slytherin?
Oh, get it. Get it.
Snake boy. Ha ha.
So, can I read the next dungeon lore?
Yes, please do.
Alright, so the second dungeon lore is Abyss of Limitless Gears. And it's basically saying this dungeon will tell a story about the Shadow Adherents. Don't know who those are, but it says, in the Abyss, the Shadow Adherents, bracket, that you might know as Dark Elves, bracket, have activated mechanical creatures. Controlling runes are carved on surfaces of hundreds of mechanical creatures waiting to be activated. So it's basically like the Metal Ziggurat, but I don't know. Sorry, I'm kind of breaking down.
It's okay.
As I read it.
I did the same thing.
In the Abyss, the Shadow Adherents are planning an evil plan. That's some great grammar right there, don't you think, David?
Yeah, evil plan, that's really descriptive.
They're planning an evil plan. Oh, genius!
Yeah.
Waking more and more mechanical creatures and waiting for their demon lords arriving. Ultimately, they'll turn the world into a living hell. No. Game Loft will turn Order and Chaos into a living hell.
You mean Game Loft has turned Order and Chaos into a living hell?
Oh, they're going to find another way to just make it worse. Illystin, I think, is that right?
I think it says Lululustin.
Ah, yes, of course. How did I read that incorrectly? Lululustin, the so-called Queen of Shadow Adherents, doesn't know that she's leading herself and her people to their death, because, you know, Game Loft created her, so she's obviously dumb. she's busy activating the mechanical creatures, not feeling the danger lurking around this abyss. When you first meet her, she has just finished activating a bunch of mechanical worms, but she has done more than that. After that batch of mechanical creatures, the abyss is filled with energy and the final boss wakes up. The mechanical origin is the lord of all mechanical creatures. It has been locked because of its uncontrollable power. You need to do their best to fight it. Can I just state something?
Yeah.
Game Loft is just fantastic at checking for spelling errors. You need to do their best. So what, we do their dirty work for them? Like the evil guys?
Can we count the number of times they said mechanical in that paragraph?
All right.
Let's see. One.
What?
Two. Three. Four.
Five.
Six. Seven.
Eight. That's eight.
Okay.
I counted eight. Did you count it?
Yeah. I think we got the point that there's going to be mechanical creatures.
I would like to know where this is located, because I looked all around the Underrealm for, like, secret areas and stuff, and I did not find one place that gave the feel that there would be a dungeon elsewhere than the Tar Tableland in there.
I know where it is.
Oh?
It's that place in the middle of the map with the pink and purple stuff, whatever it's called. I forgot the name of that place.
Scarworth?
Yeah, Scarworth.
I went in the middle there, and there's, like, this big-ass altar thing that, I don't know.
It's like some floating fortress thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to find out where it is, though. Your thoughts of it?
Well, I feel like, in all honesty, we could just take broomsticks and fly up there if it came to worst.
Would we be able to talk about the screenshot quickly as well?
Yeah.
Well, just quickly stating, at the right of the ranger, on the third podium on the right,
mm-hmm.
you know how there's a red glow and, like, a silhouette there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be the, either one of the mechanical worms or the new pet Petite, which you buy from Nick's shop.
Invisible pet. That'd be cool.
It looks a bit like an ant to me.
What is like a scorpion. Like? Yeah.
We all know already that the pet is, like, going to be overpriced, like Spirit Fox and Lyrigian.
Yeah.
Like, 700 runes? Are you kidding me?
I know. I almost wept the other day when I saw, like, four of them all in the same place at Palu. All that money going into Game Loft's pocket.
Jeez. Well, they probably just, you know, got a refund bought it, then got a refund again, you know?
Yeah.
That's what everyone's doing, so...
Oh, I was just going to say one thing, leading into the next topic. I'm really mad at Gameloft for naming this dungeon Abyss of Limitless Gears, because it really spits on the face of all the people who have been level 70 for 2 months, getting that gear, like all those mechanical gears and everything, and the essences. And they call it Limitless Gears because that's what we've been getting, Limitless Gears. And it's all for nothing because now that gear is now worthless.
You know, that actually works, you know?
Yeah.
I think Gameless did this purposefully, yeah. But that, I really do not freaking get that. I mean, they can actually get sued for doing that.
For doing what?
For having people expect it to be used later on and the people wasting their money on it. But then Gameless just saying, nope. Back is, we're not letting you use it at all.
Yeah, I think if me, you, and B-Nate's Gamer and like a few other YouTubers all got together and filed a suit, we could probably win.
Yes. Would you like to talk about the second anniversary thing?
Yeah. Second anniversary events, which they have not gone into detail about at all.
Well, they have said something.
Oh, really?
There will be some cool and funny items and funny bosses that will lead you to an anniversary story. And I'm just going, what at the anniversary story thing? Why do they need a story for like an event like this? I mean, it's not really something to celebrate since Gameloft is just running this game into the ground. What I'm really interested to find out about is, you know how last anniversary update we got the epic pet bunnies? I'm wondering what we will be getting this update, or was the dungeon glitch what we would have gotten?
Well, I mean, first of all, this second anniversary was supposed to happen over 2 months ago. That was around the time that the level 70 update actually came out, so that could have been the second anniversary update. So when that came out, like, presumably the dungeon glitches were in the game, so that could have been our second anniversary treat, I guess. And also, I think it's funny how, like, they say this is going to be, like, new bosses. And if we think about last anniversary when they had, like, the bosses you could turn into, let's think about how many new bosses there are since then. There's only 2 new dungeons that have come out since that last update.
Cookies for world bosses.
Oh, that's true. You could turn into Jelena and crash everyone.
I'm skipping ahead in the Q&A a little bit here, but we can go back, of course.
Okay.
I'm just saying that they were fixing the crash bugs, but here they said less crash bugs were fixed. Do you think Gameloft is trying to troll us by making us think that they did fix more crash bugs, but really they're just saying, nah, we barely fixed any crash bugs at all?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, they're saying, example, Boss Cookies crashed, which is good, I mean, like, but what if they're flipping it around and just saying, no, we didn't fix that?
Yeah, and one notorious crashing device was either the eye wand or the dummy, and those crash people in dungeons so much. So they still haven't fixed those, and I'm hoping they do this update, but so far they haven't mentioned it, so.
Oh, you want to know something else?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, jeez, I'm just filling you with knowledge. You know the Winter Solstice vests, right?
Yeah.
Have you got those?
Yeah, I have a few that I got from, like, EHL.
If you try and equip them, it says you cannot equip. And it also says it's only for major monks, but it won't let you equip at all. I tried to equip it, all of them, on my mage. I've got all of them, right? And it said mage and monk, and it said you cannot equip this. You cannot equip this. And it's like, what? And then I tried it on my other characters, and it still did the same thing. And it's like Winter Solstice vests, and still, the chained ones don't work. I mean, you try and use those and you crash probably like 10 times until it wears off.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on your iPad and you use the iWand, then you can't log on because every time you'll crash. So I have to like log on my iPhone or my iPod to uncrash myself.
Well, you can also, right before you're about to log in, you can double tap the home button and wait for like 30 seconds for it to wear off because that worked for me.
All right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's really sad that Gameloft is spending their time not allowing people to wear Christmas armor. That's what they're doing with their time, instead of fixing the real glitches.
I like exposing my chest area with those vests. Were you gonna...
What?
So, transition? Yep.
Oh.
I don't know.
Transition, alright.
Yes.
Full UI retake. Whatever the hell that means.
I know what that is. That's user interface. So yeah. You know how you got all the buttons and stuff, and you got your bag and how it's displayed like it is currently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they're gonna completely remake that. And if you look at the little grid on the tier 3 armor things, I think that might be just a little snippet of what the new user interface will be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so when you view your gear, that's what it will look like. I don't know.
Well, when I think of, like, UI retakes, I think of what GameLoft has done in the past. Like, for example, they had the bag changed around so that it made it a lot harder to move stuff around in your bag. We didn't like that at first, but eventually we got used to it. Like, I don't even remember the old way anymore. So I feel like that's what it's going to be. It's going to be something that we don't like, but we'll get used to it eventually.
Yeah, probably. Can I go on to the next one?
Yes, of course.
Yes. They finally have a dungeon queue. Well, dungeon finder.
Yeah.
Yes, which is actually fantastic. It's actually a good idea if Game Loft. Now, it doesn't work for, like, you know, the PvP queue. Nobody does that because... I don't know why people don't use the PvP queue. Do you have any clue?
Yes, why that is? Because you get teamed up with people with green gear who don't have any PvP gear. I mean, that could be the same problem here. Like, people get bad partners. But what they did differently here is you need to have one of each class on your team. So you get to have, or not one of each class, but you have to have two DPS, a tank, and a monk. Every team will be basically the same with two DPS, and you can't have, like, no monk on the team, which is kind of sad.
You can still, thankfully, well, hopefully, probably, make a team, dungeon team of your own, not have to queue up, because nobody's just going to want to do that, you know? Because you could get stuck, like, in later updates, you could get stuck with people with bad gear that's not suitable for the dungeon type, which, you know, will ultimately probably just make the dungeon finder useless in a couple of updates.
Yeah. What I'm kind of confused about is going into the dungeon finder, where it says every team member must confirm their role. And I'm wondering if that's, like, they actually have to press confirm for, like, tank, healer, DPS, or if they're just, like, Game Off just saying you have to say in chat that that's your class. That's what I was confused about.
It'll probably automatically confirm what your class is, so you can't troll people and say, like, "Oh, I'm a ranger," and be like a mage.
Yeah. What I'm confused about is if you don't do Dungeon Finder, do you still have to confirm your role then?
No, probably not, because they'll be able to see what role you are, probably.
Okay.
It's probably only for the Dungeon Finder that you need to confirm what your role is, because people, no doubt they'll still be looking on Global for some people, or guilds or friends will want to make a dungeon run, so they'll probably just team up and invite people manually.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the next one?
Let's
just take it in turns.
Okay.
How about that? That's a
Sounds
good
idea.
Alright.
So it says that there are going to be new items, of course, because there's two new dungeons. And also they're introducing tier 3 PvE gear. And the gear for this actually looks pretty cool. As I told Snakeboy earlier, not during this Skype call, but earlier, the helmets look really disgusting to me. I hate all the helmets for the T3. So I'm still thankful that Gameloft made the hide helmet thing. And basically, the PvE T3 looks good for every class except for, like, in my opinion at least, Rangers and Warriors. I don't know, it just looks kind of bland and boring, but I think the best classes are Melee and Mage, in my opinion. Go on.
Mages. Alright, what I'm thinking here, like, you know, you can clearly see in the screenshots that there's, like, no shiny effect like they have on the Tier 1 and the Tier 2 now, and all the quest items as well. But I'm thinking, like, you know, it might actually look a lot better if they do add that. Like, as you said, the Warrior, there's really nothing good to look at. It looks like something like you told me, preschool
can make it, yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh, and I just want to quickly note something, if I may. The two-handed sword that the warrior is equipping, I think that might drop from the Metal Ziggurat dungeon, because it's a mech dungeon, and it definitely looks like one of the mech items. So
yeah, it does.
Could drop from there. The Ranger set, you know, it looks all right. The helmet and the chest piece, legs and boots, but my all-time favorite would probably actually be the Millie, because, you know, it's the only one with the floating stuff above the head, and it just all around looks really cool. It's really, so does the healer. The mage is a bit weird. I'm actually really interested in what the staff will look like. That's enough about what I'm talking about. Are you awake still?
Barely. Personally, as a monk, Millie's getting better. It makes me kind of sad. Like, the last update, they made Millie's pretty OP, which is good, finally, because Millie's have never been OP. And they're making their gear awesome. Like, they have the only cool mechanical gear, which is not T3 anymore. And their T3 looks really awesome as well, so it's almost like GameLoft doesn't want people to be Divine Monks anymore. Because, you know, they've nerfed Divine Monks, and our gear last update looked pretty crappy. But this update does kind of look good. I don't really know if there's a correlation there, but I don't know. I feel like GameLoft hates Divine Monks still.
I think they just hate all their customers. Could I also talk about the next topic on the new changes? It's actually not put up here. So could I quickly state that?
Yes.
GameLoft hasn't bothered to get some better customer care agents. May I share a quick story with you? Well, it goes a little something like this. Alright, so one time I accidentally sold my PvP shoulders to a vendor. I contacted GameLoft that it was because of server lag, and they said, basically said, no, we don't care. Your fault, we're not reimbursing it. It's like, yeah. And then, same thing happened this afternoon. I accidentally sold my Icy Nest hood. It's wow. Tragic. Yeah. And I'm not even going to bother to contact them, because they're just going to copy and paste what they already said to me about the shoulder pads. So,
especially the last few months, like, they haven't been helping their customers because so many people have gotten reimbursements from Apple for runes spent and stuff. So the last thing here before the Q&A is, I mean, this was already a joke made by Ben, but it says language support for Turkish.
This is, like, that's the best change ever.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
man.
So many Turks who play this game.
I cannot wait to use that.
Yeah. I'm taking a Turkish class right now, so it's going to be really helpful for me, since I don't know the English language. So that'll be really helpful.
Alright, so you want to head over to the Q&A now?
Oh, yep.
10% battery.
Let's go to the Q&A. What?
My battery is always low. I just got 10% battery.
Shit.
Story of my life. Alright.
Alright, so it says, what events should we be expecting? In this update, we prepared lots of fun. I'm not going to be reading all of these questions, just the ones I think are pretty funny. Example, the second anniversary, some cool and funny items and funny bosses will lead you to the new anniversary story. See, this question is funny after all, because they said funny two times in the wrong context.
Oh, and don't forget the fun part.
The funny part, you mean?
No, sure, that works.
Yeah.
This is one that I found kind of funny too. How long will the events last? Basically 7 weeks. So they're basically saying the update will only be out for 7 weeks. Try and triple that.
Yeah, just like the Christmas update.
Christmas in April, woo!
Okay, I'm going to read the next one just because I think this one's funny too. What are the main differences between the two dungeons? You'll notice that the scenery and gameplay are the biggest differences. Smiley face.
No, really? Oh.
Thought that was fairly obvious, but I guess they had to explain that. I'm not even going to read the question. It says that the exchange items needed for T3 drop in both the dungeons, and the weapons drop directly from both the dungeons.
Can I quickly explain my hypothesis of T3 if you want to hear it?
Snake Boy, like, you can do whatever you please.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I was thinking, like, you know, the T3 you saw on the screenshots, that looks a bit... well, some of the sets look a bit too cool to be epic, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking they might possibly, like, you know, be a legendary set. And I was thinking to upgrade to Epic Tier 3, you'd probably need your Tier 1 set of armor, and then to upgrade to legendary Tier 3, you would need your Tier 2 armor. Now, that was just what I was thinking, because, come on, how much sense does it make? It may not sound like it, but, you know, you do RKL to get, you know, the rune gear, or you buy it, which most people probably won't, and then you do GSL, SPL, EHL for Tier 2, and you also, you know, you do the soul dailies, and you do the soul dailies in the dungeons to get souls for the recipes to upgrade it.
Yeah.
To different levels.
I don't think Gameloft thinks on that complex of a level, though. Yeah. I think they're just going to do what they've done for all the other dungeons. They're probably going to have, like, one or two pieces drop from each of these two dungeons, and then later on we'll get to upgrade them to Epic and stuff.
I'm just making sure that made sense, didn't it?
Yeah, I know. It makes sense, like, where you can combine them all, but
yeah.
I don't think Game Off's going to do it, honestly.
So that, you know, the Tier 1 two, Tier 2 sets wouldn't just have been a complete waste of our time, but turns out it is.
Well, basically, everything we do in this game is a complete waste of time, like the mechanical armor, so wouldn't be surprised. I mean, maybe if you were a developer, things would change, but you have to be French or Turkish to work at Gameloft. Going back to the Dungeon Finder, I'm just going to answer, like, one or two questions about it. So it says, will there be a cost to use the Dungeon Finder? We do our best to give players a comfortable experience. Dungeon Finder won't cost anything. So I believe that this is the first thing in the entire game that doesn't cost anything.
Can I just quickly say something?
Yeah.
I think that is world-class bullshit. They do their best to give players a comfortable experience. So explain the servers, explain your customer service, explain all the bugs, explain the glitches, explain all the stuff that you can only get via lottery or via Nick, and, yeah, explain all the epic mounts, how you can, you know, pay to just cast them automatically. A lot of questions unanswered, and they call it a comfortable experience? That's game off for ya.
It's only a comfortable experience when I'm in bed with the iPad, and it's not due to game off, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So there's two bosses in Metal Ziggurat, but one of them is a random boss. So that might be like the bosses in GSL, the secret ones.
Or the Crystal Guard.
Yeah, it could be like that. And it says there will be two bosses in Abyss of Limitless Gears. So as you can see already, these dungeons are pretty short. And the next question says, what's the estimated time to complete the new dungeons? And it says, Metal Ziggurat needs 5 minutes to complete in normal mode, 14 minutes to complete in legendary mode, Abyss of Limitless Gears needs 10 minutes to complete in normal mode, and 16 minutes in legend mode. It's really strange because Abyss of Limitless Gears takes twice as much time as Metal Ziggurat in normal mode, but then in legendary mode it only takes 2 minutes more. That's confusing to me.
Just remember, this is the developer's take of it, so we'll probably finish it in, like, you know, half the time. But I'm thinking this is probably just going to be something as small as, like, you know, probably the RKL maps, and just have a few mobs stand around, then you go to one boss, and then you run around a few mobs there, a few mobs here, and then right at the end, there's another boss. And it's like, I mean, it looks like a big update, and I'm not mean to sound like, you know, I'm, you know, all stuck up and wanting a lot from Gameloft, but really, it doesn't sound like they put a lot of effort into this update.
Yeah.
To me. Like, you know, if those dungeons are so quick to complete, I mean, really, what else have they added? I mean, they haven't said, apart from the Tier 3, they haven't said anything about, you know, the PvP gear, which, and no battlegrounds or new PvP arenas, and I want to see what they do with the new PvP gear they released.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's blue, but I'm wondering if you'll be able to upgrade that with PvP points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're all wondering that. But this update, they have no new PvP stuff. They don't even have new arenas yet. So going back to the UI remake thing, I want to just read this question because it's pretty funny. What are the new UI remake that we should expect? The new UI will be much beautiful than before. Not only improve the UI texture, also add more new feature. Also, you'll see it in game. That's the most surprising thing. We'll actually see this in the game. My mind is blown here.
This spelling is fantastic.
Yeah, obviously.
We should get Gandalf to write us stories.
Who's calling? God damn it. Oh,
it's me.
Yeah, it says the new dungeon will be easier than previous ones, obviously. So they said they're resetting the difficulty curve.
I don't actually like that. Like, what do you think of that, how they're resetting the difficulty curve?
I mean, obviously I don't like it because I'd rather have a challenge than not have a challenge, which is the point of the game. I thought it was, but I guess it's a new game now, so.
That's what I'm thinking of. Like, did they seriously replace all their developers or something? Seriously, this game has taken a really big turn.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not the Ordering Chaos that I remember a year ago.
And a lot of people have been saying that they miss when GSL first came out, when it was, like, impossible. I really miss that, because I could barely beat it, and I didn't actually beat the whole dungeon, like, Kanyata and everyone, until, like, a week before the next update. So I was proud that I could finally beat it, since I was a pretty new monk back then. But, yeah, that was before they made the dungeon really easy.
Mm. Yeah, well, quickly reminiscing, I remember my furious wizard leg guards. Mm-hmm. I was, like, one of the very first few mages on the server to have those, and I literally shit myself when I saw it drop.
Really?
And I was, like, just standing outside GSL with just nothing but the skirt on. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. GSL was amazing. I remember when my lava hammer dropped, I was like, I couldn't breathe. I like lost my breath. And then 2 days later, the relic dropped. And
oh my god!
It was fucking amazing.
I remember the first week or so of the anniversary update. Wait, were you gonna say something?
No.
The first week of the anniversary update, I was doing GSL, and the Tremor Wraith Road dropped in the chest. I shit myself, and again. And then about a week later...
You bought some new underwear? A week later, since you shit yourself so many times?
Nah, still wear the same pair. Delicious, I know. A week later, another Tremor dropped from Anata, and I actually did buy a new pair of underwear after that. About 2 weeks after that, in my fifth GSL run on my monk, I still had freaking green gear on. The lava hammer dropped in the chest. Funny story how I got that, if you want to hear it, or will it take up too much time?
If you can say it in 10 seconds or less.
Okay, basically I died, and then the ranger and the tank opened the chest, and then I ran back through the wall glitch, and then I opened it, and I was like, ah, oh my god. And then about a month later, my staffs dropped, and then my friend had a go at me because I kept typing during the Anata fight, but he was just pissed off because I got a lava performance. So,
yeah. I remember seeing, like, a ton of lava epics, but I'm not going to talk about those right now. Mostly because my battery on my camera is about to go out. So they fixed some bugs this update, which are good. Of course, we talked about the cookie boss crash thing. It says the validation of talent was added on the server side to prevent activating both the talent masters at the same time. So they're finally fixing the talent glitch, which is really good.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people abuse that in arenas and other stuff. So, also, they fixed a critical bug which caused the dungeon bosses to respawn infinitely. I don't think this was a critical bug at all because everyone was enjoying it, but Gameloft just had to ruin the fun. They will continue to make the server more stable. Yeah, that's fucking believable. And then part two, it says, blah, blah, blah. The T3 epic armor isn't related to the mechanical gear. It's a new beginning, but that doesn't mean your blues are out, but actually they really are. Let's see, they just basically say here that T3 is going to replace all our gear, so we wasted our time the last 2 months. They are going to add some balancing of the classes, and I don't believe that for 1 second. The infinite stun of the assassin goes up. Can't really go any higher than infinite.
Gameloft logic, it never fails to amaze.
Why don't they just say here, we're going to nerf divine monks to the point that you won't even want to play them, so that I at least know not to even try. I mean, they should at least say that for me.
Are you reading this off Philly's post?
No, I'm not, but that was a really funny post.
That was actually legit. That, you know,
oh my god.
Gameloft probably just changed that couple of minutes afterwards, though.
I would read that off, but it might be copyright. Do you add new PvP items this update? maybe in the next update. Real promising there.
Could I just quickly also talk about the Android thing, just very quickly and briefly? People thought it would be merged with the iOS servers. It turns out what they meant by merging was they were merging the level 70 cap update and this update that were the second anniversary update that we're going to get. They were merging that those two updates together into the one.
Yeah. And I talked about this last week on my podcast, and what I didn't know before was that the T3 gear would be replacing, would not be like the mechanical gear. So now that we know that, it's like they're just going to work for the T3 gear with the dungeons once they get to level 70. They don't even have to worry about the mechanical gear.
It's like, so I know, right? It's what?
They're at a huge advantage over us for that.
If they put a requirement that you need this mech gear to, like, you know, help you progress through the dungeon, it would be good, but it would also piss off a lot of people.
Yeah, I think what they're trying to do is trying to lower the piss-off level. Like, because Android has been pissed off for years over this game, not getting updates, getting terrible customer service. And then iOS has been getting mediocre, but it's definitely not as bad as Android. So now they're trying to make Android a little bit less pissed off by adding our update with theirs, and they don't have to work for nothing for 2 months. And it makes us more pissed off. So now we're basically at an equal level pissed off between the two platforms. Okay, so disclaimer and other. Keep in mind, unfortunately, we cannot give an exact date of the update release. And also, all information written here, if needed, will be subject to change without prior notice. So what they're saying is all this information could just be false. All right, so do you have any last thoughts on this update?
It seems like a lot, but it doesn't look like they've put a lot of work into it, but hopefully that'll change when the update comes out. Let's just hope it comes out soon. Can I do an outro?
Yeah, you can do an outro. I'm tired of doing it.
I hope you all enjoyed and hit that like button. And as always, remember to check out Snake's channel. He's just the best, you know. This is David talking, mate.
Crocky.
Yeah, mate. All right. We'll catch you guys. Well, he'll catch us in the next episode.
See you guys next time.
Yeah.
Peace out. Alright guys, so that's basically it for this episode, and now it's time for the question of the week. So the question of the week this week is, what are you looking forward to most in this update? I know it's a pretty bland question, but just let me know what you think, and if you're not looking forward to anything, tell me what you are not looking forward to in this update. So yeah, that's it for this episode, thanks guys for watching. And yeah, I'll see you next time, hopefully to be discussing the new update that just came out. So we'll see.